In Butte, you had different companies to start. See, when I was a boy, there was the Clark Mining Company was a big outfit. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a smelter on South Butte, and then when Clark died, his son started that paper, the Montana Free Press, and I sold that and had a paper out. Didn't last too long, I think about 9 months or so. And it was quite a paper, though. And so you had the Anaconda Company, North Butte Mining Company, Clark Mining Company, in Boston, Montana, in Pittsburgh. And so there was a little competition. Anaconda Company didn't own everything. Mm-hmm. They owned most of it. But
it wasn't the company yet. It wasn't.
No, and see, Heinze had started the 8-hour day, then of course Clark had that, and then Clark did some other things. Every employee got a big turkey at Christmas. Well, the Anaconda Company didn't do things like that.
I had old miners tell me Clark treated his men better. At the Anaconda Company, he'd be told, do this, and Clark would say, would you do this? His foreman would say, would you do this? An Anaconda foreman would say, do this.
Yeah, it might be, although I think that depended on the foreman.
I'm sure that's an individual experience.
There were a lot of, they were idiosyncratic too, and they each had their, I can remember the foreman at the St. Lawrence, everyone called him God Christ Man. God Christ Man.
God Christ Man.
Yeah, because that was his favorite epithet. He'd come along and he'd see something you were doing, and he'd say, God Christ, man, why are you doing like this?
Well, such a change in the way people talk about their work, working in a pit operation,
mm-hmm.
where boredom for the drivers is their biggest problem.
Yeah.
And working underground.
Well, you look at that and you realize that the rarest mine had about 800 miners on the two shifts. Mm-hmm. And then you see a couple of trucks there hauling out more ore than we would in two shifts, underground. It's kind of sad, but that's what it was. And then Meterville gone entirely. Meterville was part of the education of everybody in Butte.
You know, I'm surprised, looking back at the accounts of that, that there wasn't more protest at the time when Meterville was bought out.
Yeah, to whom would they protest at that time, yeah.
Of course, we live in different times now where something, mm-hmm. even this
yeah.
much later, something like that
yeah.
happened, you would have media there and you'd have mm-hmm. this a big...
Yeah. You see in East Butte the same way, the McQueen edition, all those things are gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.